Soundcheck, I'm John Schaefer. Robert Del Naya and his band, the trip-hop pioneers Massive Attack, changed the sound of British music in the 90s. 2 years ago, he got the idea of joining forces with the acclaimed British documentary filmmaker Adam Curtis for a big project that tackles some big questions. Questions like, who's in charge here? How free are we to determine the course of our own lives? And do you still feel like dancing? It's called Massive Attack v. Adam Curtis, a huge, immersive multimedia experience, and it brings both Adam Curtis and Massive Attack's Robert Del Naya to our Soundcheck studio. Guys, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Adam, when Robert first approached you about working together, did you know his work? Were you a fan of Massive Attack?
Yeah, I knew Robert's work. I love Massive Attack. I love music. I mean, but that's where I started from in my brain was the thing that actually we all talk to each other about these days is culture, music, films. The age when we used to talk to each other about politics and what parties we were members of, that's long gone. People don't talk about that any longer. But I'm always intrigued by how society works, how power works in society. And I've always had this lurking little idea that maybe modern music, modern films, modern imagery, the sort of stuff that we are surrounded by, is not quite as innocent as we think it is, or not possibly not even as quite as radical as we think it is. And I suddenly thought, well, actually, this could be a way of examining the role, the deeper role that possibly music, film, and culture generally plays in our society. Is it actually interlinked with the systems of power? And that's really where I started from, and that's sort of what the show's about.
There was an interesting review in The Guardian of the Manchester performance where at one point the reviewer asks whether music is part of the cure or part of the problem.
What this show argues is that what the show tries to make you experience is the fact that culture, modern music, modern films, cinema, I don't know if you've noticed this, it constantly goes back into the past, digs up the past and plays it to us. Mm-hmm. Again and again and again.
It's funny because I mean, even if you look at Apache for the great bongo band, you know, the
Incredible Bongo,
which is the most sampled piece of music ever. And the problem, you know, when it was first used, it was radical. And of course, now it's kind of normal. It's very normalised to do that and to use similar rhythms and similar techniques. It's become part of the language of pop music now.
But hasn't art always done that? Hasn't art always eaten its own dead?
You learn from the past, and great art goes back, takes fragments from the past, and reworks them into something genuinely new. What we have at the moment is an archaeology of the past, where you have bands now going back and become sort of sounding like, I don't know, Joy Division from 1981.
Right.
Directionless, so plain to see.
One of the things I think Robert and I also agree on is that, in a way, we've been part of that. I go back and I take stuff from the archives and rework it. Robert, in Massive Attack, samples and takes stuff.
Well, that had struck me that your work with found footage and with archival footage is very much analogous, Robert, to what Massive Attack and so many other people have done in the digital age, where it's a commonplace way of creating a new piece of music out of literal bits of old ones.
That was where we came into the music industry, quite literally, because our entry point was with sampling, you know, with really DJing, from compiling people's music on playlists, playing them out as part of a musical experience, as a live event, to create a mood, an atmosphere, then going into the studio by taking what were rudimentary samples at the time and creating songs, which was a new music form which was able to use the past creatively and create something new with it. I think when it became mainstream, and it has become mainstream globally, it started to lose probably some of its real dynamic, in the sense that once you do too much of the same thing, it starts to lose anything. And I think that's the problem with modern music now, because we are going around in so many circles, and in the pot will eat itself type, you know, analysis of it, we eventually might end up with one song, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If the algorithms have their way, we'll all be listening to, well, we'll be buying that one song anyway, whether
right.
we like it or not.
Yes, I mean, what Robert did when Massive Attack began was this immense sense of freedom, that you could actually take anything fragments from here and there and create something new. You didn't even have to be a musician. You could actually just fit them together into this collage of stuff. And I did the same with film.
Right.
But it somehow shifted. It somehow changed. I mean, you're right about the algorithms.
It's like Adam said, when something works and you feel comfortable with it, whether you're a musician or you're in the audience or in a radio show or anywhere in the media, really, if it works and you feel comfortable with it, why change it? And everyone feels comfortable doing the same thing because it's not challenging and it feels safe because you know what's going to happen tomorrow. There's a security attached to it. And being in a band, particularly, there's so little security sometimes for bands. I think we end up becoming quite conservative because we want to hold on to something we think we've got. And you start to become protective of your legacy and all that stuff. And, you know, it becomes, I think, something which probably destroys the creative process eventually and stops you becoming, you know, stops you being radical about ideas, stops you being dynamic creatively, stops you thinking about the world in a more political fashion. You start thinking things in terms of your own safety and how you fit into it, which is not the right way to go.
Well, the last Massive Attack album had at least some political moments, like on this song called Splitting the Atom.
It's getting cold outside your rented space. They shadow box in the paper chase.
That's Splitting the Atom by Massive Attack, featuring vocals by Horace Andy, the band led by Robert Del Naya, who's here with me in the Soundcheck studio, along with filmmaker Adam Curtis. We're hearing about their big multimedia project called Massive Attack v. Adam Curtis. So, Adam, you guys have been talking about a generation that's gotten lost in its own nostalgia or retrospection or whatever. Was it different back in the day, whenever that day was?
I mean, I do think there was a very fascinating period in the early 90s. I mean, I felt it myself when I started to make films, was that you could do anything. I mean, the old order had gone, not just in Russia, but everywhere. The old elites, the idea that bureaucrats told you what you should do, went, both from the right and the left. And I think both Robert and I were sort of children of that age, that we felt we could just take this stuff and do anything with it, and it was incredibly exciting and liberating. But then, I think you're right about the algorithms, a sort of another sensibility came into play, especially with the internet, which is if they're always playing back to you other bits of what you liked in the past. Do you see what I mean? It's like the computers read that little bit of music that you listened to yesterday and they say, well, here's another bit that's like that. Here's another sample. And instead of being liberating, it's like, here's another yesterday for you. So you're continually stuck in your own yesterday rather than actually being allowed to move forward and find something genuinely new.
Yeah, and also there's a very powerful, you know, nostalgia is a bit, is a very powerful emotion, and music and nostalgia go hand in hand.
Right.
So that becomes a major part of that process, I think.
The show is called Massive Attack versus Adam Curtis. Or do you just say V, Adam?
V.
All right.
V is doing it.
And it runs through October 4th at the Park Avenue Armory here in New York, although the October 4th show is already sold out. There is a trailer online at soundcheck.org to give you an idea of what Adam and Robert are talking about. Adam Curtis, the filmmaker, Robert Del Naya, founder of Massive Attack. And what is the role, Robert, of music, live music, in this show? Because the band is here to play.
Yeah, the role it's meant to be a collision. It's a collage. I mean, the way we make our music's been about collage, and likewise, the way Adam makes his films about collage. And I felt when working with Adam, he's a great DJ. You know, he's got a great sense of musical history and taste anyway. And we put together a playlist and we discussed the film and where it was going, the ideas within the film, the characters that were appearing. And we deliberately chose tracks we'd never normally work with. You know, we didn't want to do Massive Attack tracks. That was the first thing. Let's not play our own music. And it's been very liberating in that fact, because we've had to think completely outside the box and actually work at how to perform some songs you'd never imagine performing.
Yeah. Songs like this.
The look of love is in your eyes. The look your heart
Dusty Springfield and The Look of Love, one of the many songs that Robert Del Naya and the rest of Massive Attack are playing live in the piece called Massive Attack v. Adam Curtis. How does the live music fit in with the audience's experience with the film and the lighting?
The idea was to try and get a collision of ideas. So when you felt comfortable watching a film, you were suddenly confronted by a live musical experience. As soon as you felt comfortable watching a band, the band suddenly disappeared and the film interrupted the band. And that dynamic is something which makes the film very interesting, the experience, because you're never quite sure where you are. And that was the most important part of it, really.
So it's Massive Attack, not playing Massive Attack, but, you know, a kind of across the spectrum of recent pop music. And there's some classical music, too, right?
There's Bartok Messiaen, there's Benjamin Britten, there's Siberian Punk, which we had to learn Russian for. There's some old classic pop like the Archies, Sugar Sugar.
All right, now what is Sugar Sugar doing in this show? I mean, this will not be the first time I've said this on the air. I hate that song. Why is it in your show?
You've never heard.
I think you've just answered why it might be in the show.
And also, you've never heard Horace Andy sing Sugar Sugar, and it is something else.
Well, that's true. Horace Andy, who's worked with the band for many years, great yeah. Jamaican singer.
Yeah, exactly. We've got Horace and Elizabeth Fraser. We refer to them as the Royal Family, who are touring with us, which has been brilliant.
To be honest, Horace Andy does take Sugar Sugar and emotionalizes it and gives it, dare I say, a little bit of depth.
Yeah, well, here's the horrible original version.
Ah, sugar. Ah, honey, honey. You are my candy girl. And you got me wanting you. Oh, honey. Ah, sugar, sugar.
So, Adam, if the band is playing all these different songs and you've got three big screens going, how does it all link up?
I mean, in a way, that we were making a benefit of the problem, because the problem is that I tend to tell one story that stretches over, I don't know, an hour. Mm-hmm. So you have one narrative. With a band, when they play, it's stop, start, like that. So you've got two kinds of sort of arcs clashing with each other. So actually, we tried to integrate those two to create something genuinely new that isn't a film, isn't a gig, but actually is a provocative sort of entertaining experience, but also is almost like a political history of the last 30 years that actually tries to make you look at the world in a different way. And the actual experience of being there and the power of the images and the noise is central to the argument. You actually experience the argument of the piece as much as listening to it.
Mm. And the
is that right?
That's damn right.
Robert Del Naya of Massive Attack and the filmmaker Adam Curtis. The show is called Massive Attack v. Adam Curtis, running through October 4th at the Park Avenue Armory. Again, October 4th sold out. There is a trailer on our website at soundcheck.org. Let me just real quick, Robert, you do two songs with the same title. Where Did You Sleep Last Night?
Yeah.
Nirvana and Lead Belly.
Yeah, Nirvana covered the Lead Belly song famously for the MTV.
The Unplugged thing, yeah.
My girl, don't lie to me. Tell me, when did you sleep last night?
And it was a piece that Adam really felt strongly about in the center of the film. Which helps tell a particular part of the story. But there was a really nice idea about going backwards to Lead Belly, to the where the song came from, to then go into another part of the history of this film.
In the pond where the sun don't ever shine, I was shivering all night through.
And to put the two tracks together, and as a band, the experience is quite interesting, because we're not using our own vocals. We're using Kurt Cobain's vocal and Lead Belly's vocal. So we're accompanying the two original singers. And it's a really beautiful, ghostly sense of time passing and a sense of understanding that they're what they were going through, which we're trying to convey musically at the point in the film.
Because it, at that point in the film, what we're trying to show is how a generation who had rebelled against a previous generation found that they had no idea of the future. And decided to, or instinctively started to go back into the past, not just in America, but in Russia and in Britain. And this is a very, very clever and evocative way of going back musically.
And in a sense, we are doing exactly it by performing it and going back in time in the show. We're highlighting exactly how we're also part of that very same process. And even by putting this show on, we're trapped within the same structures that we're talking about and describing.
To be blunt, both Robert and I have had to confront the terrible fact that although we might think we're terribly radical, maybe we're part of the conservative problem of our age.
Massive Attack v. Adam Curtis is the name of the show at the Park Avenue Armory through October 4th. We've been speaking with Adam Curtis, the filmmaker, and with Robert Del Naya of Massive Attack. Check out the trailer on our website at soundcheck.org. Guys, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In deepest hollow of our minds, a system failure left behind.